You mentioned ESR1 mutations. Can you talk a little bit about exactly how that works and in terms of what the result is? You know, you hear you can use fulvestrant or agents like that, but not ligand removing agents like AIs. What's the biology of that?
So this is, of course, an area that has really just, if you will, exploded in the last 5 years. Suzanne Fuqua did some very important research on this many, many years ago, actually more than 20 years ago. And at the time, it was actually observed that these ESR1 mutations do confer resistance in the laboratory to endocrine therapy. But it was really felt that these ESR1 mutations were not really observed in patient samples. So the field did not really move forward. And it was really because of the advent of next generation sequencing that people really started seeing these mutations. And what they saw was that they were emerging in metastatic disease, and they were emerging really in patients that have so-called acquired resistance. So if you long-term estrogen deprive a cancer cell, in this case, using specifically aromatase inhibitors, the observations were that these clones could emerge. And these clones, what am I talking about? They are mutations in the estrogen receptor gene. They confer resistance, and these mutations essentially turn on the estrogen receptor. They cause it to signal, despite the fact that the ligand perhaps is removed, in this case with an aromatase inhibitor. So these ESR1 mutations are a problem because now, as a clinician, we use a medication, we're effectively getting rid of the ligand, but despite the fact that we removed the ligand, the cancer cell and the estrogen receptor is still signaling. It's still on. And so if we think about strategies that would potentially target these mutations, one strategy, of course, is simply get rid of the receptor completely. And that has been really shown already that fulvestrant seems to have activity in patients with ESR1 mutations. But if you look at the data, one of the problems with fulvestrant is really more of a drug delivery issue. You can't give enough of the drug in patients in an intramuscular buttock shot to actually completely and totally degrade the receptor. In fact, you know, at the concentrations that are achieved in the laboratory, fulvestrant is one of the best drugs we've ever used. But in patients, we just don't get enough fulvestrant in to achieve optimal estrogen receptor degradation. So that really has prompted a lot of focus on developing new drugs that target the estrogen receptor. We call them next generation SERDs. And what's really exciting about this, Neil, is the fact that there are a number of companies that have these drugs. They effectively target the receptor for degradation. And we're seeing data both preclinically in ESR1 mutant models where these drugs work, but also we're seeing clinical data. And so I think we're very excited to move these drugs into the clinic and to see if they can be a step forward for treating ESR1 mutant breast cancers.